You're listening to SBS News. It's long been known the cost of processing people in offshore detention comes at a hefty price for Australian taxpayers. And while it's more expensive to process people offshore than in Australia, both major parties support offshore processing because they believe it acts as a deterrent to people smugglers and reduces the number of asylum seeker drownings. Human rights advocacy groups say the economic case for ending offshore processing is compelling. With hundreds of people still on Papua New Guinea and Nauru, Save the Children Australia, GetUp and the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre say the failure to resettle them could end up costing more than $1 billion over the next 3 years. The advocacy director at the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre is Yana Favero.
It will be a further $1.2 billion over 3 years to continue offshore processing, which is a cost of $573,000 per person per year. So while the Morrison government has refused to look at permanent resettlement options quickly, we are hoping that the economic cost might actually be an argument that we put forward to them that will make them listen and have a humane approach to offshore processing.
She says while the major parties support offshore processing, she believes public opinion is shifting against the policy.
The Scanlon report, which was released last week, showed that over 70% of young people thought that our treatment of people seeking asylum was too harsh. We had polls recently in Tasmania showing that most people wanted Medivac to be resolved or felt that the Medivac laws were humane. So the Australian public has come on a journey and they are in fact now demanding that offshore processing is ceased, but it's just that the Morrison government remained steadfast in their commitment to offshore processing, which is why we've worked and released this economic report to show further arguments as to the unsustainability of offshore processing, not only because of the human cost, 12 people died offshore, but also because of the huge financial cost.
By emphasising what they regard as the high human and economic toll, the groups are hoping to influence the outcome of the current debate over the Medivac laws. The federal government wants them repealed and needs the support of Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie. It's believed in return for her vote, Senator Lambie wants the government to accept New Zealand's offer to resettle some 150 refugees from offshore detention. Liberal Senator Amanda Stoker says the Medivac laws are simply not needed.
In Papua New Guinea, there is one healthcare worker for every 14 people who are being kept there in offshore detention, and one mental health professional for every 37 detainees. In Nauru, there is one healthcare worker to every 6 people and one mental health professional for every 25 detainees. These are numbers that many of my rural and regional Queensland constituents would be envious about.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the Medivac laws are working as they were designed to, and says the federal government's case for their repeal is weak.
They said that Medivac would end border security. It hasn't. They said that people wouldn't be able to get into public housing. There's no evidence that that's happened. They said that citizens of Australia would miss out on medical treatment in hospitals if this happened. None of that's happened.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.